quit. Yes, friends, God did it. That was Evelyn Turretin. Glad you are on the call. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to the fourth Wednesday of the month, where we have the pleasure of hearing yet again Pastor Patricia Bitterman's sermon that was delivered this Sunday. Now, most of you, if not all of you, know that last week was Revival Week. We were celebrating the third year. Completing, I guess, the third year of Glory United Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the title that I have here that some of you are on the internet may see, I have third year celebration sermon. In fact, dear friends, this sermon should be titled The Final Word by Pastor Patricia Bitterman. After having six people, bishops and pastors, on the program, that I think you will agree when you hear this, and you hear this again if you've heard it before, you'll find that she delivers many truths, and it's a very powerful message. And I want you to stay on the call, and I want you, even if you're getting it from the archives, I want you to listen completely, because at the end of this, she is going to share a very powerful testimonial about some of the issues and concerns that she expressed. I think it was during the very last program when she asked for prayer herself. So sit back and relax and listen and enjoy Pastor Patricia Bitterman bringing us the final word in the third year celebration Internet Revival, Glory United Ministries.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living word. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said, another day that the Lord has blessed me to see. And I'm so glad that I am in the land of the living, and I'm glad about you as well. Because if you're hearing my voice, you are in the land of the living, because we serve that kind of God. We just thank God today for life, health, and strength. I am excited. This is the conclusion of the third anniversary service. We thank God for 3 years ago on the 28th day of October, Glory United Ministries did their first Blog Talk radio program. I was frightened. I was terrified. But I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for being there with me and being my friend. I'd like to say that how this began in 1984, I received a prophecy in Southampton, New York, and I was at the First Baptist Church. There was a pastor there from California. His last name was Matthews, Bishop Matthews, and he prophesied in 1984 that I would be on the radio and that I would be heard all around the world. Well, at that moment, it seemed very impossible. Even though I know the Lord can do anything but fail, I said, not me. I'm not adequate for radio. I don't know how to pronounce some words properly or correctly. I said, I know he's not talking about me being on the radio. let it frighten me because I just felt like, tell you the truth, that's not going to happen. You know, we like to label prophets when they speak things of the future and we don't see it the way they're seeing it. Sometimes we like to say, he missed God. Or we will go as far as to say that that's a lying prophet. But, you know, let me tell you, if you just wait on God's word, anything that God speaks, he will perform it. Anything that God says for you and your life, God will perform it regardless of how you see it or how you feel about it. That was in 1984. It wasn't until October the 28th of 2012 that God performed what he spoke through Prophet Matthew. It came to pass on October the 28th, and I was frightened. I was supposed to come on in September of 2012, but I just could not get myself together to go on the air in September. But when October came, Dr. Scott insisted, along with my husband, that you were going to do this thing because God had already spoken. So that's a little history of how. And look, we were on the network with the mediums. A lot of people would say, well, how did you get on that network? It doesn't matter. Someone said, I don't know when and I don't know where. Where Jesus is, just heaven there. So Jesus was with me. So it doesn't matter whether I was with the mediums or whatever name you would like to use, but Jesus was there. I was there, and the word went out. God performed miracles on that Blog Talk station. I had mediums calling in, listening to the word of God. God performs what he said. I don't know who God reached on that station, but they did hear the word of God. We had one woman that used to call, and she would say to Dr. Scott, she said, Dr. Gregory, I really enjoyed Pastor Patricia. They were calling me pastor before I was ordained. Yes, they were, because they do have a gift. But it's not always used the way that God wants them to use it. But my gift of prophecy is used by God. God gifted them too. But I've received the Holy Ghost. Some folk have it. You got to be careful what you say on the air, because you could incriminate yourself. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I had some dynamic speakers on this week. I had started right down with my apostle, Cheryl Wade, and she talked about Daniel and how God performed the miracle and shut the mouths of the lions. Apostle Evelyn Burns had so many subjects tied in there. And she was just excited. And I know how she felt. She was just running, running, running. And I'm saying, Lord, slow it down so that we can get the meat of the word. And then we went on, I tell you, that apostle in South Carolina, that apostle, my God, my friend, Gertie S. Ford, she just talked about the performance of God. And then Pastor Henry Lloyd, I met her as Pastor Henry. She recently married, and she is Pastor Lloyd. But she, because she's my friend, I still call her Pastor Henry. And she said, Patty Cake, you can call me whatever you want. And she came through talking about the performance of God. Now, here I am, back to speak about the performance of God. I tell you, it's been great. Now, look. Let's go to the Word of God this morning. And I've got several scriptures that I'd like to get to. But let's just think about how the little lad had the two fish and the five loaves of bread. And how when he gave his little lunch to Jesus, sometime I just want to say to those of us in radio land, sometimes your little that you have to give to God, you may feel like, I don't have anything to give you, God. So therefore, I won't give anything. I don't have what she has. I don't have what he has. But the little lad had two fish and five loaves of bread. But I want to make the point that when you give what you have to God, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. And when you place the little that you have in the master's hand, then he performs a miracle that's never been heard of, a miracle that has never been seen. The two fish and the five loaves fed thousands of people. And this is what I like about that. The two fish and the five loaves became enough for a multitude of people. Because why? Jesus performed a miracle. The performance of God, he's still performing miracles. But the scripture says that there was 12 baskets left over. My God in heaven, there was even leftovers. When you give your little bit to God, when he requires it of you, then he will give you a leftover. Somebody said, I don't like leftovers. Well, you better enjoy the leftovers of God, because the leftovers of God is going to get you from a place to a purpose. Oh, tell the Lord thank you. I'm just so excited being here today. I've got my friend sitting in the room with me, and she even was able to get on the air with us the other night. And I'm just happy. My bishop friend, Melvina, here. Let's go to the Word of God in the book Genesis. We're going to go there to the book of Genesis. Most of you know how to find Genesis. It is the first book in the Bible. Let's just look at the major performance, because without this performance from God, there would not be you, and there would not be me. There would not be any need for Jesus to have come in the flesh. He was always with his Father in the Spirit. Jesus has always been there in the Spirit, just like God is a Spirit, and we must worship God in spirit and in truth. We cannot, God cannot, get the glory out of our lives in the flesh. Somebody said, in the flesh. That's right. If your flesh needs to be flushed and become spirit in order to please God. We cannot please God in our flesh. We have to have the Spirit of God residing on the inside of us, and there's only one person that can do that. That is his Son, Jesus Christ. When he went to the cross and shed his blood, I don't want to go into that right now, but I'm telling you, Jesus was here from the beginning, and he was made flesh, the Word. Jesus is the Word. Because the scripture said, in the beginning, over in John, was the Word. And the Word was. And the Word yet is God. So except you get the Word of God on the inside of you, then you are worshiping God vainly with words from your mouth, from your flesh. Oh, but I tell you, let's get on here and just take a peep over here at the creation of my God. I tell you, he performed it just by opening his mouth. That's what God did. You don't see it with any nails, no screws. You don't see any saws, any hammers. That's how they build today. You don't see any electrical wires. You don't see any of that. God performed his world. He made his world. He created his world by speaking from his mouth. Let's read. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Then, verse 3, then God said, see, he spoke. He opened his mouth out of his spirit. He spoke. The scripture said, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. He performed the world. He made the world. He created the world, but he performed this thing out of his mouth. He called it into existence. And that's what he does when he sends your prayer request back to you. He has performed it by speaking out of his mouth. God speaks out of his mouth. Jesus speaks, and whatever he speaks on our behalf, if you need a house, then he will speak, let the house come forward. And no devil, demon, or anyone in hell or on earth can stop. It can slow it down, but it cannot stop it. Why? Because he spoke it, and he performs what he speaks. Do you understand that today? Whatever you need, when you go to God in prayer and you talk to him and say, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me with that. But when he hears what you say, and then he speaks it into existence, what you ask him for. It comes from him. All good and perfect things come from the Father above. Don't think that you got it on your own. Yes, he's giving you ability to do something, but if it had not been for him speaking, it would not come forward. I tell you, I like this message. I love the Lord, and I won't take it bad. The performance, that's what we're talking about. The things that God does, the things that Jesus does, the performance. And then there are things that he allowed us to do through our own hands. But if it had not been for the Lord, the scripture declares that in him I move and I have my being. I live, I move, and I have my being. Get that in your mind. It's not about you. It's about him. Because if he would just but speak and take the breath out of your body, it's a done deal. He can only let you think you're in control. But there comes a time when you're going to find out that God has to perform in your life the miracle that you need. And it can be as simple as you needing a healing. It doesn't have to be a great big thing. I know some people that need transportation. And yes, I saw God work like that for me when I had filed bankruptcy. And they said that you can't get anything. Oh, God, you can't get anything for 2 years. I filed bankrupt back in 1996. April the 24th, on my birthday, the judge signed my bankruptcy papers, and they mailed them to me. All charges had been dismissed. I had no more debt. I saw God take a bill with the Internal Revenue, and he canceled that. Only God could perform. Even my lawyer said, that's not so. I said, but I have the paper. He said, let me see your paper. He said, I don't know how that happened because that don't happen. But when the bankruptcy was final, God sent me my papers. And that was in April when the papers arrived at my mail, and I opened it and saw that charges, financial debts had been dismissed. And I told God, thank you, but I really wasn't thanking him because I said, Lord, now I have this on my record, and I'm not going to be able to do anything. For 2 years, I can't buy anything. I have a business. I'm not going to be able to. I had a trucking company. I had a 18 wheels, which you don't have a truck. There is no truck that has a tractor and trailer. There's no tractor and trailer that has 18 wheels. But it's called an 18 wheeler because my tractor had 10 wheels. That's what you drive. And my trailer had 8 wheels. So when you add it up, 10 and 8 is 18. That's how it got the name for 18-wheeler. Because you connect the trailer to the tractor, and in the truck world, it becomes a couple. Because now the two of them have connected. Oh, my God. God performed a miracle. I tell you, I love him, but don't you know, I sat down in my chair. I needed a vehicle for my company. My truck be breaking down. You have to drive, and you have to bring a tire, one tire over 300-400 pounds. You can't put that in the trunk of your car. You had to have a truck. I said, Lord, I need a truck. God said to me, if you praise me, I'll show you where to go and get your truck. God sent me down to Winter Ford one Sunday after church, after praising God. The place was supposed to be closed on that Sunday, but they opened it just for me. I was the only person that showed up at the showroom, and it was 15 minutes before they were going to close. But God spoke and said my truck had to be white. The guy made fun of what I said. I said, God said my truck has to be white, and I don't see a white truck out here. He said, well, we can take one of these green ones or a red truck or a silver truck, and we can paint it white for you. I said, sir, I'm not playing. I'm not here for this. The Lord said my truck had to be white, my pickup truck. He said, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have a white truck on the yard. He said, well, let's do a credit application on you. I said, Lord, here I go. I just got approved for my bankruptcy. Now, here you sending me down here, and I've got to fill out an application only for them to turn me down? I said, well, God, I got to do it because you said so. Oh, God. But let me tell you, fill out the application. That was on Sunday. On Tuesday, the special management guy said, Patricia, they have denied your application. I'm sorry, but they won't accept you. He said, you just filed bankrupt. It's not even 20 days old, and you filed, and so you're going to have to wait at least 2 years. And I said, thank you, Gary. But you see, Gary didn't tell me to go get a truck. God did. So I went back to God. And I said, God, I didn't miss you. You showed me the place. And I went like you said. I said, now, God, they have turned me down. I said, but I know I heard you, and I trust you, God. And at that time, my husband, who didn't have the faith that I had, that's why I guess God was dealing with me, because, you know, I could believe him against the odds, and my husband was easily discouraged and become this man, get right down upset. I'm just going to tell the truth. God didn't tell you that, because why would he send you there, and then those people turn you down? I said, I don't care what you say. I know what God said, and I'm going back to God. And that's what I did, beloved. This message is for someone on this call. Let me tell you, I sat in my chair, talked to my God. He said, I'm going to send you back. I said, what? He said, yeah, but don't go back until I tell you to go back. And I said, okay. Like, yeah, all right, God, whatever. Yeah, that's the attitude, whatever. But I was sitting in my chair one day, And the Lord said, now I went there in April, so it was the 1st of May when I went there. They turned me down. On the 30th of May, God speaks to me that morning, and he said, I want you to go to Winter Ford today. Go get your truck. He said, they have a lot of white trucks in the yard now. I said, Lord, you want me to go today? He said, yeah, go today. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going today. So I said to my husband, I said, come on, let's go. He said, where are we going? I said, back to Winter Ford. He said, no, come on, hon. I said, look, you can stay here if you want, but God told me I got to go back there today, and I'm going. And you can come with me if you want, but I got to do what God say do when he say do it. See, that's the problem with some of us. God hasn't been able to perform what he needs to perform on your behalf because you won't do what he say do when he tell you to do it. If God tell you to do something on Tuesday, don't try to do it on Thursday. Because now you've missed the time that God had designated for to bring forth this thing for you. That's impossible. But you drug your tail over your feet, so now you got to wait until God speaks again. So we went down to Winter Ford. And I walked in, I said, I'm back. Oh, hi, Miss Benjamin. I said, where is Gary? He said, Gary has a customer right now. I said, I'm waiting for Gary. So when he come in, he said, come on in, Patricia. I said, Gary, I'm here to get my truck. You got plenty of white ones out there now. So God told me it had to be white. So he said, did we do a credit app on you? I said, look here, the first of the month. You did my. He said, let me pull it up. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, okay, you know what? I'm going to run it back through. And the man, I went home. And the next day, the man called. He said, Patricia, you can come and get your truck. You've been approved for $25,000. I said, oh, no, I don't spend that much for no truck. He said, well, you need it to work. He said, well, you're approved. Come get your truck. I went back on that Friday, June the 7th. And guess what God did? He performed a miracle. I didn't want that truck that Gary had put the credit through on that was $25,000. And the F-150 had just come out. Now, this is 1996 we're talking. But they had the F-150 out because it was a new version of the F-150, and they had the 1997s out in 96 of May and June. And the guy said, well, that one is only $17,000. And my uncle said, and it's got the Queen Cab. It's got everything you need for. I said, we'll take that one. And in the meantime, God told me to walk around in the showcase. And I went. And I walked, and there was this Contour, 1996 Contour, sitting there. And I said, oh, I like that little car. I said, look like it's changing color. Look like the car is waving to me. And the guy came up, one of the salesmen said, Miss Benjamin, you like that car? I said, yeah, honey. I said, but I got my truck. I'm going to get my truck. But don't you know? The God I serve, listen to this, bankruptcy just only about 35 days old. God put me in two brand new vehicles. God performed a miracle of finance. He gave me a truck, a 1997, and he gave me a 1996. I left from Winter Ford with two brand new vehicles. It frightened me so that I wouldn't even bring my car home. I said, no, I'm not getting that car. No, I came here to get the truck. I'm not getting that. I said, Miss Benjamin, it's already approved. I said, no. And I left the car sitting in the showroom and rode home in the new truck, the pickup truck. And they called and said, Miss Benjamin, come get your car. And I said, I can't. See, sometimes when God performs these miracles for us, they frighten us because we just can't believe, God, how could you do that? against the odds. But we forgot that he is the God that created everything that is here in the earth. He performs whatever he said he is going to do. Now, had I have given up on God, listened to my husband's complaint, and they said, God, you failed me, or God, I didn't hear you right, but I went back to God because I knew I heard him tell me that. But God didn't have to prove himself to me. He proved himself to my husband. Because I knew God could do anything but fail. Anybody that can make a world just by speaking out of his mouth. You just heard the word run, word read. Well, God is here. He called light into existence. You are praying to a God that performed light in darkness. Why can't you trust him? Oh, my God. So I tell you what, I never did go back to get my car. My husband said, come on, let's go. We got to go to Dover. And I said, okay. We went up to Dover. He said, I got to go to Winter Ford. I said, okay. We got to Winter Ford. He got out, and he drove the car off the lot. He drove the car off the lot. I drove the truck. I just couldn't believe how God worked against the system that said 2 years. You come back in 2 years. And God set me back in 28 days to get 2 brand new vehicles. I'm talking about the performance of God. God gave me the performance of God to use for this anniversary. But my friend, Apostle Evelyn Burns, when I told her, I said, Pastor Wade said, I need a catchy name for the service to make people interested in hanging out, listening. And she said to me, she said, Pat, she said, I see you on a white sheet. Now, look, I don't have any white sheets, y'all. I've got colored sheets. She said, Pat, do you remember how you used to wrap up? Do you remember how you used to wrap up in your white sheet? And you talk to God, you cover yourself with your white sheet, and you talk to the Lord, and he talked back to you. She said, Pat, when you get on the white sheet, now I'm in New York, when you get on the white sheet, there's no white sheets in my house in New York or in Delaware. I have no white sheets. But she's prophesying that when you get on the white sheet, God going to give you the title for the anniversary service. And I said, okay. And I'm saying, God, I got no white sheets in there. Oh, but do you not know that I had a trip planned? And this trip that I went on the 11th of September, my sister's birthday, yes, she's a 9-1-1 baby. She was born long before the tragedy struck in New York. A trip on 9-11. But it was on 9-12 that I woke up and I was talking and I pulled my sheet up around my neck and I said, oh, God. These are white sheets that are on. And you sent your word and said that when I got on the white sheet, you would give me the title for the anniversary. And then God spoke and he said, I want the speakers to speak from the performance of God. Tell the people how I perform miracles. Tell the people how I make ways out of no way. I don't like that word, God will make a way out of no way, but I do like to use it to say this. When no way gets in your way to prevent you from having what you need, then God shows up or his son, Jesus, because Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So when I'm mentioning God, Jesus is definitely included. When I'm mentioning Jesus, God is included. But do you not know? When no way comes to hinder, that's when the Lord will make a way out of his way. He doesn't make a way out of no way. No way is in the way. He moves no way out of your way by his way coming forward to perform what needs to be performed, because he says, I am the way. So as long as no way comes and I am the way shows up, the way is made through the I am. He performs what we need to perform. My hour is getting late, and I just wanted to put this out there in your hearing, because I know that we are struggling trying to get to the other side, whatever your other side may be. Could be a job, could be a house, could be a car, could be finances, could be your children, could be your husband who is acting a fool, could be the wife who don't care anymore, but whatever, God is able to perform what we need to perform. Pastor Henry said on Friday night that God is going to remove the old and bring forth the new. But you see, the only way that that can be done is out of his way, not out of no way. No way can't fix that, but his way, the I am, can fix it. The I am will perform it. He said, I am that I am, and I can do anything but fail. I can perform a way in doctors. I can give you life where you need it. I can do everything. If thou canst believe, somebody said in the Bible, but I don't know about that either, because the scripture said, if thou canst believe, then all things are possible. But we got some people out here that don't believe that God is able to do what he said he would do. And because you don't believe it, it doesn't matter, because if God said it, God's going to do it. If God said it, God's going to perform it. You don't have to believe it, but it would be nice if you would just believe God and just take him at his word. It would be nice when he tells something, we say, yes, Lord, and amen. That settles it. But because our minds are not, we're not spiritual minded all the time. So, in the book, I believe Matthew, someone said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. But I'm here to serve you, notice, and I know the Bible says don't add to and don't take away, but I'm going to say this, because people need to know that because you don't believe, it doesn't stop God from performing what he said he's going to perform on your behalf, or your cousin's behalf, or your auntie and your Uncle Joe Knucklehead. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It makes it better for you to believe it, and it may cause God to move quickly or quicker on your behalf. But you see, my husband didn't believe that God sent me to Winterfell, but it didn't matter, because he sent me back. And even then, it was hard for him. He said, that people, Pat, what is wrong with you? The people have turned you down and told you come back in 2 years. Now you're going back up here and mess with these people again. I said, God told me I got to go there today. Now I believe, but he didn't. So he saw God perform the miracle that was impossible. And that's what God wants to do for us today. That's what God wants to do for you in Radio Land. He wants to perform a miracle in your life and for your life. The songwriter said how to reach the masses. men of every birth for an answer. Jesus gave the key. And he said, if I be lifted up from earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus up in your heart. Lift Jesus up in your life. Watch him perform the impossible. You don't need a miracle unless you need a miracle. Miracles are not just something you speak and say, oh, I need a miracle. No. Mm-mm. You don't. No. You have food in your refrigerator. You don't need a miracle. Just go there and get the food and prepare it. You got a car outside? You don't need a miracle. Just go to the gas station and get your gas. And you in the car going about your business. Ah, but when you got two fish and five loaves, and there's a multitude, over 5,000 hungry people, men, women, children, and here is the one person with food, two fish and five loaves. Why don't you give your two fish and your five loaves? Why don't you give it to the master so he can perform a miracle in your life? Ah, but the Jesus I know took those two fish and five loaves and he performed a miracle right in the presence. How can he take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed a multitude? This is the same Jesus, right? This is the same Jesus. He's here today. He's here to help you to perform what he needs to perform in your life. He is Jesus who has never failed. He's able to perform a miracle for you. Speak to him. Get him your two fish and your five loaves. And you don't have two fish and five loaves, but your problems, give them to Jesus. Somebody said, I gave it over to the Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Jesus can work it out. If you let him, the songwriter said, the problem that I had, I just couldn't see the sun. Oh, Jesus, I prayed and I prayed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hey, God, I feel it, Jesus. Oh, I feel you in this place. Oh, God, I feel your presence. Oh, Jesus, I feel the anointing of God. The problems that you have, you can't solve. And you prayed and you prayed. Oh, my God. But the woman said, but when I gave it over to the Lord, when I gave it over to the Lord, he worked it out. God performs. Ooh, God performs miracles on a daily basis. I hear the Lord say, you prayed and you prayed, but you haven't released it. You told me about it. I heard you the first time. And you went back over and over with your prayer. Lord, do it. Jesus, help me. Jesus, fix me. I need this. I need that. But he said, you are still holding on to it. The woman said, when I gave it over to the Lord, then he worked it out. So it's the same thing with the little boy, with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. When he gave, you see that the key word is gave. When he gave it over to the Lord, then the Lord performed the miracle of food for the people. God is saying, give it to me. Don't bring it and then take it back with you. Just leave it there. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. The lady said the problem that I had, I couldn't seem to solve. So she tried to fix it herself. But it wasn't fixable. She couldn't do it. She needed a miracle that only God can do. But she tried, because that's what our flesh do. Our flesh tell us that we got this. Our flesh tell us we can fix it. Our flesh tell us. But there are some things that go beyond the flesh. That's when you need a miracle. And I want to say to you today, give it like the little lad did. Give your problems. Give your circumstances. The situation. Give it. Give your sickness. Give it. Give your heartache. Give it. Give it to the Lord. Give your children that disrespectful, unruly son. That crack cocaine daughter. Give her to the Lord. You can't fix it. As Pastor Burr said, Jesus, fix it. Give it to the Lord. And let him work it out. Let him perform that miracle for you. I could go on in Genesis, but you read Genesis, the first chapter, and read it in its entirety. But read all of the things that God called into existence. The world was here. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, not spirits with an S, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Then God said, let there be light. And I want you to know today, in his performance, he is saying to your situation, let there be light. Yes, darkness is all around your situation. You can't do this and you can't get that. This one lied to you. That one won't help you. Darkness is over your situation. But when the Lord speaks and says, let there be light, you will see that every hindering cause will be worked out. God will open up the doors. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That's one of his performances. That you won't have room enough to receive. It'll overtake you. Let me just say this to you. Your suffering has not been in vain, but you haven't released what you need to release unto God so that he can perform that, what you've asked him to perform and what he said that he would do. Just trust God and obey. No matter how what comes to discourage you, yes, they may turn your loan application down. Yes. But because God said it would be, then you still have to trust him against the odd. I thank God for being with you today on my third anniversary. I thank God for Dr. Gregory Scott. I love Dr. Scott because he was the man who God sent to perform his word that he spoke. Yes, he could have chose Kirk Franklin, even Bobby Jones. But no, he chose Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott to bring me to Blog Talk Radio that I can be heard all over the world. That what I didn't want to do was what God had said in 1984. I was frightened. I was afraid. I didn't know how it was going to be. And a special thanks for my sister, Jackie, who stepped up to the plate, and she made sure that she called as many people that she has her number, their number, and she sent them texts that it's time It's the fourth Wednesday. This will air again on the fourth Wednesday night for those that don't have a computer and have to call in. And a lot of the listeners are in church right now, so they'll be able to get this message, The Performance of God. You can download it. You can go to my website. Just Google my name, Patricia Benjamin. I'm not that storm that's out there in Mexico, but even God, in the midst of that storm, He's yet performing a miracle, because Patricia could have wiped out the country of Mexico. And whatever damage that Patricia does, if God doesn't keep His hand in the midst of that storm to perform His miracle in the midst of the storm, there would not be Mexico. There would be history. This is once where Mexico is. Now it's just an ocean. Now it's just a river. Now it's just a lake. So don't get upset and say, well, where is God? People have lost their lives. People have lost their houses. People have lost it. God is always, He's omnipresent. There isn't anything that goes on this universe that God is not in control of, because He can shut anything down in the moment of the twinkling of His eye. Jesus was on the boat. They woke Him up. They woke Him up. And when they woke Him up, what did He do? He performed a miracle, something they had never seen before, something that they'd never seen. Here is a matter. What manner of man is this, that even the winds obey His voice? Ah, God, I love it, the performance of God. Can you search around in your heart and find out how many things God has performed for you? And then just tell Him thank you. Just tell Him thank you. As I come to a close, for some of you, I hear the Lord say, know this, that no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Let me read that, because I want to read. We always talk about no weapon formed against you, and that's good. That's fine. But I got a few more minutes, and I'm going to take whatever minutes I need. This is my blog talk station. Oh, bless His name. Blog talk is in debt to me. Let's read this. Let's go to Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Now, this is the Lord that I just got finished telling you about, that took the two fish and the five loaves. He's the same God, you know. Yes, He is. Mm-hmm. Let's read verse 60. Now, you read Isaiah 54 yourself, but let me just point out verse 16, because you got to know why God is saying no weapon formed against you prosper. We just get up as preachers and just start hollering out, no weapon formed against you prosper. But what if you don't know the Bible? What if you've never read Isaiah? Why is God saying no weapon formed against you will prosper? We need to tell the people what it's really talking about. Why is God saying no weapon formed against you prosper? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Verse 16 said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So God is telling you, I have created what you need for the coals, for the smith to just blow in the coals to bring forth the heat. I am the one that created that. So you don't have to fear what the enemy may try to do. I've already performed a miracle there. I've already put together for you what needs to be put together. So then that's why Isaiah go on to say, no weapon, because they tried to destroy them. They tried to do things to the verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, see, God is telling you, because I've already fixed that. I've already taken care of that problem. I've already taken care of those people that's coming up against you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't even have to trust me because I have already done that. Whether you believe it or not, they can't go against it because I'm in it. Oh, God, I got to get off here now. But let's go back and finish this. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the gold. He telling you, I performed something else. I just made something else. I have created the smith. Mm-hmm. That bloweth the coals in the fire. Oh, God. But let's go through 17 so I can get off the air. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So if that's your heritage, then you don't have to worry, and you don't have to fret. And we thank God for Jesus, and thank Jesus for the blood. That was offering time at Glory United Ministry. We're asking for a love offering of 3 cents and 3 million. And you can send in your offering. I think if you've been on all week, you should have the address by now. But however, just Google my website, and it will give you what to do. I don't think Dr. Scott is with me today. He's traveling at a conference, learning more about Jesus, learning more things to be able to go up against the wiles of the enemy. Because my people, he said, perish for a lack of knowledge. So it is good to go and get enlightened with knowledge that we need to be able to stand against the wile of the enemy. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. This is my prayer. I want to just sing a little tune here. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Lord, shine on me. Lord, shine on me. Let the light from heaven shine on me. Lord, perform it for me. Lord, perform it for me. Lord, perform it for me. For me. Let your performance be for me. Let your performance be for me. The miracle I need for me. God bless you. We are on the air every fourth Sunday, every fourth Wednesday of the month. We are on Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm going to move that to 7 p.m. starting Wednesday night. We will be on at 7 p.m. You can hear this message again if you listen today. We are on every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, and every first Sunday at 10. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell someone who's not able to get out and enjoy Jesus to just listen to Pastor Patricia Benjamin at Glory United Ministries. And we thank God, and a special thanks to all of my speakers and for Evangelist Renee Franklin for getting on to just greet the people, and for Bishop Melvina Fields for just saying that that word that Pastor Henry preached on Friday night was for her. So I said to Pastor Henry on yesterday, I said, well, she and I are fighting over that same word because I grabbed it for myself. But it's enough Jesus to go around that we can all grab that word, that he's moving out the old and he's bringing in the new. So just be blessed until we meet again. Amen. God bless you. Bye now. Oh.
certainly was wonderful to hear that stirring message again. Thank you so much, Pastor Benjamin. You wanted to end this evening's program with a special testimonial. Your line is open.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, listeners. Again, I'd like to say thank you for attending the third anniversary service with Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Dr. Gregory Scott of Glory United Ministries. I'd like to say while I was away on last week in El Paso, Texas, to a conference, and we had our service as well over the blog talk before church time, my nephew, who have been with me since he was about 6 years old, or 6 months old, and he has congestive heart failure. He's on dialysis and a number of things going wrong in his body. And he brought me to the airport. He was very sick, and he had to walk with me with my luggage. And when he got back, he went to dialysis, and from there, they admitted him in the hospital. I was not aware of this until the next day. And when I called him, he told me that the doctor wanted to put in a defibrillator, and that is to help him to live. The doctor told him every day he's losing years off of his life without this equipment. So I said, Jimmy, don't go and get any surgery until I'm home on Monday, because I want to be there when they take you down. And he said, okay. Unbeknownst that on Thursday, he had another attack on his heart. In fact, I believe the girl told me he had two more. So his heart had gotten even weaker. And the doctor came in and said to him, James, you've got to go up to the hospital that takes care of this, which is called Stony Brook, and get this defibrillator right away. He says, because if you have another attack, your heart is so weak, we won't be able to help you. And Jimmy looked at the doctor, I was told, and he told the doctor, he said, listen, my aunt is not here, and she won't be back until Monday. I am not going anywhere until my aunt gets back in New York. So I was told the doctor walked out of the room. Well, not knowing this, but, you know, that's just how God works. On Friday, I had to pray for a woman, and God told me to just to release the wind of my anointing. I didn't pray. I just held my hands over her ears, and I began to just say, God, you know what she needs, and he said, just release your anointing. He said, I want you to release the wind of your anointing. God had never spoken that to me before. And so he said, I want you to blow very gently. Just release the wind. And when I did that, the woman went down. And then it had a ricochet effect. There was a woman sitting over afar at a table. She was quite heavy, about a 400-pound lady. The wind went over and flipped her out of her chair down to the floor. And I said, oh, God, look at how you're moving in this place. And so I turned and I walked to the back of the room, and I began to tell God, thank you for what he's done for those two ladies. I said, but God, what about my nephew? I've already lost one nephew. I don't want to lose another. God, please, don't take my nephew. Give him a miracle. God, I'm going to send the wind of my anointing into the hospital room where Jimmy is, and I'm expecting you to give him a miracle. Give him a heart regulation. God, you can fix it for Jimmy and for me. Well, don't you know I released the wind of my anointing out to the Southampton Hospital where Jimmy was. And later that day when I gave Jimmy a call, He sounded like himself to me. He said, hello. I said, Jimmy, you feel better. He said, Patty, my heart rate is 89. From 149 down to 89, God had given him a miracle. That was on Friday night. Do you not know Jimmy got out of the hospital on Saturday night? There was a concert at the church, got up there and sang in the choir. And then on Sunday afternoon, he went back to service. Jimmy's moving right along. He has to go and see the doctor on the 6th of November. And I ask you all to continue to pray for him. Because whatever way God chooses to give us a miracle, we will tell the Lord thank you. But I just wanted you to know, those of you who prayed for Jimmy, at my request from Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Henry, Pastor Gertie Ford, Pastor Wade, the different ones that knew about him in the hospital and his condition, I thank you right now for praying for him. Jimmy is running around here. He needs to rest. So, but we need to continue to pray for him. But God gave him a miracle and slowed down his heart rate to 89. That was without surgery from the doctor's hand. It was done by the spoken word out of God's mouth, because the scripture said he sent his word and he healed them. And I thank God for releasing out of my mouth the wind of the anointing. And when I gave that testimony on Saturday morning about Jimmy, the rest of the conference, they said the wind, when people was falling out in the spirit and lady wanted to commit suicide and her uncle was able to listen to her and let her say how she feel and prayed for her. And they said that wind was still blowing. So we just thank God for him releasing the wind of the anointing. The situation in your life, just call for the wind. Ask God to send the wind and watch your miracle be performed. I love you. God bless you. Looking forward to you being aboard with us. We will be on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And our featured song tomorrow morning is After You've Done All You Can, You Just Stand. God bless you. Love you. Night-night. Amen.